Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jay Minks, Executive Vice President of Insperity. He's in charge of the sales and marketing teams there at Insperity. Again, full disclosure, they're our presenting sponsor, and couldn't do without them, and they work really hard for small businesses, people just like you. Hey, Jay, thanks again for being here. Thanks. And by the way, folks, I'm broadcasting from Houston at their sales convention. Jay, you invited Devonna and me to an event Tuesday night that I have not been to. It was the third annual event, the Houston Sports Hall of Fame induction event that the Insperity sponsors.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I was a little bit ticked off that you didn't tell me to bring my tissues. Because I'm telling you, folks, my makeup was ruined after that. I mean, the emotional, the people who they honored.
You get that waterproof mascara.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was ridiculous. Larry Schaefer and I were sitting across the table from each other, and every time we turned around, I was looking over to him. He was looking at me, and we were choked up. And the young man whose parents were killed in a wreck, he became a paraplegic.
Right,
who's become an amazing athlete.
Right,
but he's going to college as a basketball player.
Yeah,
holy mackerel! Cool, right? I lost it.
Yeah, it's nice having J.J. Watt kind of got involved in that family and
tell about J.J.
Yeah, J.J. was
the football first, player.
Of course, Houston Texans. He was
people in Sheboygan may not know.
Oh, everybody knows who J.J. is. Trust me. And so he was the person who. We actually got involved in this young man's life, and because JJ's in the community everywhere. He's helping everywhere. And so he kind of adopted this young man, and of course, he presented the trophy, the Inspirational Award. Mm-hmm. And that just in itself, you think about what this young man has gone through, losing parents, being – and he was so articulate. He was so amazing, wasn't it?
I couldn't get over it.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. I wanted to adopt a kid. Yeah. And his siblings were hurt in the wreck. His parents were killed.
Yeah, right.
And they were little. They were 8 or 9 or so, like that.
Right.
Now he's about to go to Georgia. Was the University of Georgia? Right?
Yeah.
As a
scholarship.
As a paraplegic basketball. I didn't even know that was.
I didn't either.
That there was a sport like that.
Right.
I'm so glad that there is.
Right.
But that was awesome. And then Mary Lou Retton.
Right.
A lot of people don't know she's from Houston. She went to University of Houston.
I'm not sure she went to university, but her home's here.
Her home's here.
She lived here. Lives here.
She's from here. And so, but of course, Mary Lou Retton changed women's gymnastics.
Right.
The first American to win a gold medal in gymnastics in the Olympics.
1984, you know, and having her daughters up there presenting the award.
That's when I lost it again. Yeah. There were three daughters up there. Yeah. My gosh, it was awesome.
I mean, she lost it. She's crying.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Carl Lewis, of course.
And then Carl. Yeah. Holy, what a representative of America. Carl Lewis, the great speedster in the Olympics. I remember watching him, man. Yeah. Just, the all around.
Yep.
I mean, just amazing.
He's a solid guy. I
mean, he's still giving back.
Yes, he's assistant coach at track coach at U of H.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I was had at my table, had Rudy Tomjanovich, who was a coach, of course, for the Rockets championship year.
The Houston Rockets, yeah.
And what's funny.
A great NBA player before that.
5 All-Stars, yeah.
Yeah.
And should be in the Hall of Fame, frankly. It's a Travis to have to be in the Hall of Fame with his record. But last year I had the mayor of Houston sitting at our table, right? And so this year I had Rudy. And so I saw the mayor, and I said, "Mayor, I just got to tell you, it was you or Rudy." And I chose Rudy. And he said, "I would have chosen Rudy, too."
But that was a good thing that you guys did. And talk for it. We got a couple of minutes. Talk about the not only the fact that it's the right thing to do, but let's just be a little bit mercenary, a little bit. Helping communities is not only the right thing to do. It's good business.
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
It's showing your values.
Yep. Yeah, it's part of our mission statement, you know, and we believe that you got to give something to receive, mm-hmm. and when you give back, people look at opportunities to help you too, and that's how business works in America.
It's abundance thinking, isn't
right.
it? You talk about that all the time, abundance.
Yeah, it's the poverty mentality or lack mentality. It's only in your mind.
The zero sum thing. Yeah,
yeah. There is so much abundance. Look at oil, for example. We were going to run out of oil 50 mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now we got to come out of our ears.
Now America is independent.
Yeah.
Well, but the you know there's the zero sum. Mm-hmm. The zero sum thinker is I see a you know if you have it, I don't have something.
Exactly right.
And the plus sum, there's something called plus sum.
Right.
And that is if I have it and I share it with you, we'll both have something and
right.
and we'll have more.
Well, let's say capitalism versus socialism.
That's communism. Exactly right.
Capitalism creates wealth. Socialism destroys wealth. Capitalism creates abundance. Socialism creates lack.
Socialism is zero sum.
They don't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Yeah. They're resorting to cryptocurrency instead of their own currency.
It's worthless.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jay, that was a magical night, and thank you inviting us. Thank you for sponsoring that. And thank you for all that you guys do for small business and for being our sponsor. We appreciate it very much.
Well, we're very sincere about what we believe, and that is small business, the engine of America. Yeah. Small businesses grow up to be big business. Big businesses don't combust. We start off as small business.
That's right.
So we're into it. It's our thing.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it very much. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm going to be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.